Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, Power Hour Nation, wherever you may be, from sea to shining sea, from the shores to the shores beyond the shores, all over this wonderful dimensional plane, we've come to know as Eden, the gift from God, the treasure to behold, and the battlefield. An enemy very, very strong is doing everything in its power to wrest control of our terra firma from us and turn us all into slaves. That's always been the plan. It's always been the method. And we were always, generally, kept in the dark. Because the enemy comes like the thief in the night. And we have to be the watchman on the wall and take heed of the signs. Look at the warnings and take action to get ourselves out of the path of the enemy, or we will be enveloped and destroyed. And that's why Power Hour is the source of great information. To arm yourself with knowledge, to protect yourself from harm. The harm of great, insurmountable evil that's existed in shadows all around us through eternity. You hear that sound? You hear that sound, son? That's freedom. I love to wake up to the sound of freedom in the morning. It sounds like victory. There's no greater victory than cavalry and no greater cavalry than the Power Hour cavalry. We're forming posse, and we're going back in time, too, to the Exodus, to the ancient scribes, to the power of God's word. And for me, just looking at one word just lifted the veil of eons of time to explain the creation, to explain the struggle, to explain the battle, to tell us the battlefield, to tell us the enemy, to show us his plans, all with one word. And that word, unfortunately, wasn't properly prepared for us by those who preceded us. But in its original format, in God's language, it just is a panoramic vista through time and space, through eternity, through dimensions. We only have to dare to do one thing, to look at it, to read it, to savor it, to study it. And then we know the answer. We see the forest through all the trees that have been put before us. Well, I was listening to Dr. Charles Stanley do a sermon on Isaiah 30. The word Egypt came up, and right away God convicted me to say, that's your word. Find it. Study it. See it. Feel it, experience it. So I go to the Orthodox Jewish Bible and find the word. What is it? What was it? Back in that day, it was Mitzrayim. So we put that out as Egypt, but that's barely covering the depth and breadth of that word. In Hebrew, there's a garden. The language is a garden, the pardes, with four levels. The first level is the pashat, the plain. The second is the remez, the hint of a deeper meaning. The third is the derash, where one must actively seek the deeper connotations. And I love that. That's better than any video game, because that shows me the creation. That shows me what God desires for us and how he has prepared us for what is to come, by showing us what was, the past, the present, and future, all in one word. And the fourth level is the secret mystery, meaning the sod. And to get into that level of meaning is a walk in this Garden of Eden with God, to see what he meant. Mitzrayim is derived from the Mitzarim in the Sohar. It means from the Sar, or the narrow pathway. And then comes the big game changer. In Genesis, it means two heavens. Barshit bara Elohim e ha shamayim vet haratz. In the beginning, gods created the two heavens and the earth. Generally, we've always translated that as just the heavens and the earth. Well, that's accurate. But there's a big difference between plural heavens and the fact there are two heavens. Because when we just say heavens, we just automatically assume we're looking out into deep interstellar space, and all that is the heavens. But no, there are two heavens. And God was plural, the Elohim. I generally refer to that in a more traditional sense as God and Mrs. God. If we're created in His image, our image lives in pairs. There is a duality in the universe, and that duality is expounded in these two heavens. And that's something very, very important, because I conclude that one of these heavens is one I've described before called the Malchut Hashem, the inner kingdom of Hashem, which I believe is more cyberspace, the computer cloud dimension. Isaiah 1-3 is what I played with. And it says very, very clearly, "Woe to the rebellious children, declares the Lord, who will execute a plan, but not mine, and make an alliance, but not of my spirit, in order to add sin to sin, who proceed down to Mitzrayim," although it's Egypt in this translation, "without consulting me, to take refuge in the safety of Pharaoh, and to seek shelter in the shadow of Mitzrayim. Therefore, the safety of Pharaoh will be your shame, and the shelter in the shadow of Egypt, your humiliation." In the Orthodox Jewish Bible, it's woe and doom to the obstinately rebellious children, saith Hashem, that take counsel, but not from me, and in their plans weave a web, but not my spirit, that they will heap up sin upon sin. They literally weave a web. And what are we creating? The Internet of Things, soon to mature into the Internet of People, where our very consciousness will be put in this web. So when we translated that word to be alliance, we left much to be desired, because it's specifically a web. And that's what I've been trying to get across to you when I started to talk about Roswell from before. As Colonel Corso said very, very clearly, that we would spread this life form, the silicon life form, from the crash around the world like Ebola, and it would become the World Wide Web. It's in Scripture. But the ancients could never understand what was meant by that. The book is sealed until the end of time, to the end of the age, because we have the technology, the understanding of what those words mean now, where before they were lost, and we just had to do the best we could with what we knew. Then in verse 2, that walk to go down to Mitzrayim, and have not inquired at my mouth to strengthen themselves in the strength of Pharaoh, and to take refuge in the shadow of Mitzrayim. Therefore shall the strength of Pharaoh be your shame, and the refuge of the shadow, Mitzrayim, your humiliation. And as we go into this brave new world that science and Satan is developing for us, that will be our shame, that will be our prison forever. And they can only trick us into it, because if we knew the power of this word, if we knew the two heavens. If we knew the ones I've described before as Gan Eden, which is like the Matrix, a heaven with an upper and lower level, with unlimited strata to climb through, like you're trapped in the Matrix, going from plane to plane to plane, and never knowing where you're going or how you get out, because you're trapped. And when you entered that realm, you lost your contact and memory with God, which is exactly what the injection does to you. It breaks chromosome 8, your ability to contact with God. The other dimension mentioned was Ein Sof, an infinite, powerful light, the light before creation, a timeless existence. That was God's heaven. And going into this Mitzrayim strengthens Pharaoh, of course, because we're going back to bondage. And when we look at this, we have to wonder, was there much more to the Exodus than has ever been explained to us, or could ever be explained to us, because no one could even begin to postulate that there were universes or dimensions of this nature. The root word, Mitzarim, which is very similar, but the end is A-R-I-M, not A-Y-I-M, is a very, very deep, profound word, too. It reveals the city of forests given to Judah and then Benjamin. Another version, the tower between cities, or the gates. The gates to what? Cyberspace? And when we enter those gates, will there be another Moses to bring us back? When I discuss John 3 in these matters too, it says, I say unto you, unless one is born of Mayim, the dirty water, and Rosh HaKodesh, the spirit, he is not able to enter the Malshut Hashem. And because of the vulgar connotations of the word Mayim, it sounds like it's not exactly a good thing that we're be giving this water. I read it more as the water in the syringe they're going to give us. And is that what they did to Christ? They took him away and bonded him in this other dimension by injecting him with the serum of the he-goat through the algaline, the vein of the water, that he was the first. That's what it says in the Hebrew. He was the first and all the rest will follow. And they're preparing this path for us right now, today, to capture our minds, most likely destroy our flesh, and take us into this matrix. It has always been the war and the battle, because there is the duality. There's not just us, the sons of Adam, Adam Hakadoni. There's the other life form that was discussed and never translated. It was in the Orthodox Jewish text. The Adam Hachadash, who's supposed to slay not our members, but us. That we will be put to death. And our world, the Olah Hazeh, the physical world, will end, and the Olam Haba, the new mystical world, will replace it. Is that the world we want? Is that the world God gave us? I would say no. This is the world God gave us. Moses brought us back. Some philosopher named Rudolf Steiner believes and expounds on the satanic plan to reduce us into this void of transdigital convergence, because ultimately that's what we're getting. We're being transhumanized. Our flesh is being turned into what I said last time, crystal, crystalline. We're becoming synthetic. This injection will change and modify our DNA and make us complacent with the internet of people, to be completely and totally controlled by whatever the central entity computer is. And part of the military operation for these things is to put our DNA in one of these quantum computers in the new arms race, to have perhaps even other versions of this other dimensional plane where we are enslaved and we have images inside existing, but no reality among them. When I read some of these old words, it reminds me of an old Star Trek episode, because I used to love that show when I was a younger person, and I had no idea how avidly Colonel Corso said in The Day After Roswell that Gene Roddenberry was right on the front lines with what we term the aliens, which I believe are these intradimensional creatures from this other heaven that the Bible talks about. In an episode called The Omega Glory, I remembered it for the fact that there were cavemen with a constitution, and they couldn't read it. They didn't understand what the words meant. And they would mouth them and speak them and say them, but it had no meaning, no depth, no breadth. And it wasn't until the crew of the Enterprise got there and actually read it the way it was supposed to be read that the words became beautiful and understood. And I look at that with a lot of these ancient words in Scripture. Because we don't know the words and we can't say them, they've lost their meaning. They don't have the depth, the breadth of what they were intended to be. A warning to tell us the battlefield, to tell us the enemy, so that we would know right away. I came up with something I call Jesus logic. The truth sets us free. So if we have the truth, we must be free. But we're in a downward spiral to eternal enslavement, so we can't have the truth. But if we see in God's Word these old concepts that were stored for us, that could be truth that start to set us free, because now we know who the enemy is, now we know what the battlefield is, now we know what the plan is. And it all came from one word, Mitzrayim. That's a very powerful word. In this episode, which I vaguely remember, when I was reading up on it a little bit, then something too just slapped me, where he left a giant clue for us too, Gene Roddenberry. When the Enterprise crew go to another ship, the Exeter, the ship's deserted, the people are gone, except for a few uniforms, with crystalline material being all that's left of the human remains. They were taken and turned into something else, something akin to stone, just like they're trying to do to us now on our good ship Earth, to turn us into something we were never meant to be and we do not want to be. On the planet, there is a battle between what are known as the Coms and the savages called the Yangs. So we have that duality of conflict. We have the two species fighting in a parallel to the story that's unfolding now. So I think Gene Roddenberry, as always, especially in the original series, was trying to warn us about what's coming. He knew. He was told, but how do you tell people that? It's not easy, especially when they've been deprived of the words. The words are your ammunition in the fight, the key to your understanding, the key to lifting the veil, the key to freeing yourself from the servitude that is coming down the tracks like a freight train. And the people who are lining up for this vaccine are blind. They call it lifting the veil. Most of us here, I'm sure, have our veil lifted. We see very clearly what's coming, how it's coming, why it's coming, what it's going to do to us, and we want no part of it. But the others, even if you explain it to them, and even if you hold their veil up for a moment and you point at what's coming, they can't change their way. They must take this injection. They must marry into the cloud. They must marry into Satan, and they can't help themselves. And they're condemned by their own ideologies, that they must follow this path. And I think it's funny that we would even dare to contradict this. So deep down inside, God must really know what is in our hearts, what is in our souls, and he's giving us all the rope to hang ourselves, should we desire it, or to cut it, should we desire it. It is our choice. This is the new Passover. And most of us here have decided to cut that rope. We're not going to get hooked in this web of lies. We will stand firm. We will believe in our bodies, in our DNA. And we will understand that this is nothing more than a giant spin factory, a giant lie machine to take us to places we don't want to go. I've posted an article on my website, too, that's very in-depth on what's going into your body and how it works. It's called How to Eliminate Unvaccinating People Through a Vaccination Program, where it explains that this is like a living material that can be reprogrammed continuously, that it can stop you from being protected from a germ, or on the introduction of a new germ, protect you by reprogramming these components. And then, of course, perhaps if you're like us, not. And then the germ will overwhelm us and kill us. But that's only because we've given our trust to this shadow, this image of life, to give it dominion over our bodies and our minds and our souls. And if we refuse to do that, then there's really nothing we can do that they can do to us. One of the other articles one of my friends sent me was, you know, the fact that the big danger from these spike proteins is they split, get picked up in the bloodstream, and that's how they get into your organs and do damage and hurt you. So the big thing was to have a spike protein that doesn't split. Where my answer was, I take no spike protein at all. And then I don't have to worry about what splits or what doesn't split. Because I stay whole, human, the way I was created, the way I was designed, the way I wish to be. This is Power Hour Nation. We're coming up to a break. Power.
Since the turn of the 21st century, it is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone, or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com, or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Foods, Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Oh.
Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2 skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
Welcome back, Power Hour Nation. I'm your guest host from Canada, George Freund. Joining us in the next segment is going to be a long overdue guest we've been trying to book for some time, but had some issues to deal with health, and we're glad to be able to get Stephen Lieb, a great researcher, author about the economy, gold, China, with us today. And we are very, very pleased that he has recovered from his illness. My prayers went out to him over the interim, and I wish I knew him better to offer suggestions, maybe even from the Power Hour Mall, on many, many good things for health. One of our guests from before, someone who's not very well known in the United States, perhaps, but I brought in a former Canadian cabinet minister, Paul Hellyer, last year to talk to us about his understanding as a former defense minister here in Canada about the alien species that exist. And I'm informed by his publicist that his health is taking a bit of a turn, that he's not able to do a lot of the things he'd do before and such. So we do have our little prayer segments here on Power Hours. I'll take the liberty to raise Paul Hellyer up in prayer as a very determined fighter, especially in the whole area of money creation, the Federal Reserve style of systems that put us in indentured servitude, and the fact that we need a money system that doesn't inure debt to burden us with. And that's all I can say, dear Lord, is give all the healing energy you can to Paul Hellyer and allow him to return to some form of work, to be able to communicate history, ideas, and philosophies to a whole new generation that may not be aware of them. Because we value our warriors. We thank you for our warriors who have never, never shirked their duties and responsibilities, and were able to take on the forces of darkness in a manner of etiquette that we do not see today, where politics has just turned into a deranged battle of dysfunctional people who would probably better suit extras in a movie very similar to Cuckoo's Nest than Senates, Congresses, and parliaments. A man who gave us reasoned debate and fought the good fight all his life. And for that, we thank you and we ask for more time for him to be with us. Thank you, dear Lord. Of course, we do prayer requests here at Power Hour, and don't be shy. Step up to the plate. I'm sure many of you are going through great turmoils in this struggle, this war, for the very existence of creation. And most people are totally uninformed, totally blind to the fact that this is what's happening. Because even if they knew that much, they would probably not be so keen to take the mark of the beast or to get involved in this alleged serum that really doesn't do anything. It doesn't stop you from getting sick. But one thing it does do, it does alter you into being controlled. And that is the object lesson. Capture the enemy, the flesh, us. Convert us into something transhuman. Make us part of the Borg collective. And scurry off with our souls to go beyond the gates. Back to Mitzrayim. In the shadow of Pharaoh in Egypt. But when you know that, it's not so much fun to go there anymore, and it can restore your faith in God. One of my colleagues in media told me, you know, what Fauci's surname is. It's a Sicilian word for sickle. And then, of course, the laugh is to think of the four horsemen of the apocalypse. And that's what it means. And he is one of the representatives of that side of the horsemen to bring us into this new world order. An order I think most of us don't want. And I learned another new word since last week as well, and it just boggles my mind. You know, people who are supposed to be professionals, people who are supposed to be looking after our health, do the most disgusting and degenerate things with our bodies, because they are obviously at war with flesh, all flesh, and expose us to harm that we can't even begin to imagine you would expose someone to. There's a chemical called ethylene oxide, EO. It's a carcinogen. It damages the DNA and fertility. And the new word I learned was it's a mutagen. It can mutate your DNA. So you would think that would be kept locked up somewhere, maybe with bioweapons at a Wuhan lab, perhaps. But that's not the case at all. It's widely used in hospitals and medical equipment for sterilization of heat-sensitive tools and equipment. One of the top on the list is disposable plastic syringes. It is extremely flammable, extremely explosive, and it's the main component in thermobaric weapons. Thermobaric weapons. And if they're sterilizing these needles, and of course the other big one is the nasal swabs. So they stick the nasal swab up your nose, break the cribriform plate, make a hole, and introduce fragments of ethylene oxide past a control barrier that God put there for us that mutates your DNA. So maybe in a way that could be another suspect for some of the things that are going on in the world that we may hang on the hook of these various alleged vaccines. But it'd be interesting if they ever have a nasal swab warehouse fire, that how massive a blaze it may very well turn out to be with components of a thermobaric weapon inside. And they put this in your body. They clean the hospitals with it. They sterilize the equipment that'll be put into your body, other forms of equipment that might be used in surgery. They obviously don't love the flesh. Last week when the phone cut out, I played back the show, and, you know, it came with the I word, just as I said, Israel. And I was talking about the fact that the former head of Israel's space directorate for 30 years, Chaim Eshed, I think he's 87, but he wrote a book on the fact that Israel and the United States signed a treaty with these alleged life forms, whatever they are, the Universe Beyond the Horizon, Conversations with Professor Chaim Eshed. And that is a very significant piece of information that swept under the carpet. Because we can see all around us, we're prisoners. You are a prisoner. I'm a prisoner. You know, you don't have chains and shackles on you. You have some sort of a COVID pass to restrict your movements, to turn person against person, to get you to hate and fight each other. Because there's nothing better in a prison for the guards is the stool pigeon. So by scaring us all into some blazes of one sort or another, we have millions of stool pigeons more than willing to pressure freedom-loving people and expose them to whatever authority may exist. And I see very, very clearly there were symbols recently in the past. One is not just wearing the mask, is showing a sign of subservience to the enemy that hates our flesh because it doesn't want to look at her face. The Power Hour news today, you know, talks about Rand Paul saying, you know, the masks don't do anything, they're just a symbol. Yes, they're a symbol of subservience, a symbol of your obedience to the powers that have the powers that we thought may control the world. And we saw that in a way when they all got down on their knees, symbolically to BLM, but in reality to maybe this force that we signed the treaty with to show our subservience. They just can't admit that to us, we the people, because then we will see them for what they are, mandarins of spin, traitors to our society, our country, our humanity. So they have to put on a good show. But symbolically, to the enemy that captured us, we surrendered. And they know. And now the big question is to tag us and hurt us. A lawyer in Alberta sent me a cute picture. They have an ear tag for Pfizer that you've been inoculated and has the number on it, and you wear it like with a pierced ear tag. And it is just cute because he sends it, of course, with another tag that's on a cow going to the beef farm, just to show that the whole human herd is being tagged. This is what they're running and fighting for. People are actually like almost in a stampede here in the part of Canada I'm in, the Toronto area, to get the second shot. And basically, that's the game changer when you get this one. My son tells me at his place of employment, they come with the happy wagons to lure everybody in, and most people are stupid and they just line up for it. And virtually all of them got sick. They couldn't come into work the next day. Fever, chills, you just feel like you've been run over by a bus. A lot of people tell me how bad this is. Well, it can't really be good for me if that's what you got to do for me, because my immune system can deal with 99.8 or something like that percent recovery rate for this, even if it exists. That's pretty good odds. And various drugs we're not supposed to talk about save your life, like ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, and a few others, some that I can't even pronounce. And then there's something like 30 traditional Chinese herbs that do the same thing, that God didn't leave us stranded. And in the list, I saw one of the products that Power Hour sells, this quercetin, was one of the ones on the Chinese success list. Why would we even dare to put such a toxic nightmare in our body to fight a phantom of a disease that in most likelihood doesn't even exist? Because as I live in this experiment. I'm an experiment, too. I'm a canary in the coal mine. I don't have a mask on. I'm not wearing gloves. Generally, there's enough disinfectant on door handles that a germ probably couldn't grow on one for 100 years, even if it tried. And for some strange reason, this old guy with white hair who's got some other conditions just doesn't seem to be bothered by this shadow, this fragment of an imaginary germ. Isn't that ironic? Because if it did exist, I should be dead already, and I'm not. So it's another reason why I don't believe it. And it was another great episode, too, from the old Star Trek ones, where they had the gunfight at the OK Corral. And I played a clip from that a couple of years ago, too, because it's so important. The imaginarium, it's in your mind. What gets you, what doesn't get you. So what Mr. Spock does, he convinces the crew that in the coming gunfight at the OK Corral, that they're in an artificial world. It's artificial reality. The bullets are not real. They can't hurt you. It's only when your mind gives them power that they can hurt you. And that's always been in the back of the mind with this. This isn't real. It can only hurt me if I give it the power, and I refuse to give it the power. And that's probably one of the big powers we have at Power Hour, as we pick and choose what we give power to. And this is not one of them. Switzerland prepares to remove restrictions. Well, it's illegal to have these restrictions in the first place because freedom of movement is, regardless of what country you're in, it's part of the United Nations Declaration, so it applies to the whole world. And with certain countries having their own indigenous bills of rights and constitutions, that's not permitted at all. But they scared you into a submission where you gave all that up, and now if you get some semblance, so basically what's happening is because you've submitted to the mark of the beast, they're going to let you out on bail. Bail for Baal, the great evil god, so that you can have some semblance of movement now under conditions. Because the big condition is, of course, that you've taken the shot and your body's being converted into something else. One of my colleagues at work, who's Muslim by nature and very determined as myself, and will refuse Satan's juice, tells me he sees people are different now, the ones that have taken the shot. They're just not the same anymore. They've lost that little bit of edge of life that you would see, that spark. You know, maybe it's a sense of humor or just something that made you totally human that just isn't there anymore. Now you're just more just dry and plain, machine-like, perhaps. And I've noticed it in a couple of people myself, but I thought, it could just be pressure or stress from some of the things that are going on. But in reflection, he's quite correct. People are changed completely and totally into another form of life, ultimately, as this goes on, because this replication will continue, especially with more and more injections over time. And as sad as it is, the only thing that may stop it would be that many of the good doctors who have complained about this, that this spike protein will actually attack your flesh and kill you or cause you very serious harm, may be the only thing that stops it in the long run, because then the lie will no longer extrapolate. United Nations is sounding the alarm about the dramatic increase in global food prices. I'm hearing that across the board from all sorts of people. I'm a big sale guy, so usually I buy stuff before the stores are going to throw it out to get the discount rate, and I've always done that as a penny-wise shopper. So I haven't noticed it full on. Usually when I see most of the mainstream prices for things, well, I can live without that till another time, and I just look for what the bargains are. And it's not as bad to bear the weight of this. But as this starts to come down and we see what could be shortages in the food supply as well, which are very, very severe with the cyber hacking of major food producers, with growing extrapolations in various countries where things just aren't available anymore, whether they be seed or fertilizers or the ability to have fuel to carry things. We're going to see the squeeze start to come up on us very soon. As I was listening to one of the commercials when we talk about, you know, having long-term storable food, that's a pretty good investment. And the reason is because you're buying the food at today's price, and it's long-term storable. It's like buying gold or other precious metals or commodities of one sort or another. It costs much today, but as hyperinflation comes in, it costs 10 times more, 100 times more, 1,000 times more. So what you got today actually increases in or maintains a value because it's outside of the inflation, but still going to be required and needed. So it's a financial investment and an insurance program to make sure that when you open your mouth, there's something you can put in it. Because as we look at Venezuela, perhaps as the test of this, they went through hell and are still going through hell with inflation, lack of employment, and food scarcity. And it's an Orwellian world you probably don't want to walk into, but probably one that's just waiting around the corner. So think very, very clearly about things like that. That's probably one of the best investments you can make, too, is the long-term storable food. My son's starting to get into that to a degree now, and it's just nice to see that he's waking up to smell the coffee after many long years. Rand Paul responds to eye-opening Fauci emails, I told you. And you just take it as a given. When these losers, bureaucrats, politicians of various ilk talk, it is lies, a pack of lies. They have no credibility. When you go to court as a witness, it's all based on your credibility. You lose your credibility, it means nothing to you. Rumors on the bathroom wall have more substance than what you say because you're a liar. And the state takes it as its right, as I've told you from Plato's Republic, that they are the only ones who should be permitted to lie. But that's a violation of God's law, bearing false witness, because that just takes us deeper and deeper into a hole. These climate people had their emails hacked too in something like 2010. I remember that. And they lied. They said they're setting this all up. They're making it up. And then it goes down the memory hole, and then they stand there and go, "You see, we are the great thinkers of the world. And we say this, and you give us all your money and give us all the power, and everything will be fine." No, you're liars, compulsive liars. You're lying about this. You knew where COVID comes from. And Wuhan is just scratching the surface. I interviewed the Bulgarian reporter who was looking into the 25 secret Pentagon places where they're doing stuff like this around the world in something called Project 2101. And one of them was in Tbilisi, Georgia, where people got sick and died. And she started to look into that and found out that there was a secret American Pentagon project doing COVID, testing it with bats and sending them to Wuhan, China, under diplomatic passport. So the blood is dripping off all their fingertips, our blood. And the reason they're doing it is because it's an extraterrestrial master they have. And pretty much all the countries are at the beck and call of whatever's pulling the strings that we may call the deep state, but may be very well what the Bible describes as this other life form, this other heaven, this other hell that is trying to take us back to bondage again. The signs are everywhere. It's very clear. Is the United States on the same calamitous path as Yugoslavia? Yes, indeed. Make no mistake about it. Because that's the way systems implode. And my grandparents, one set, were from Serbia, one of the major components of that. And that's why my grandfather and grandmother came to this part of the world is because that's always been the center of disaster, warfare, economic turmoil, and they just wanted to get out. They came in 1929. The people who stayed behind, well, they got a one-way ticket to paradise as these things unfolded. And they were laughed at the time. You know, why would you go to, especially in rural Canada, back in those days, it was pretty Spartan. But it was a lifeboat, a way out. And as we're coming up to another time when we may see hyperinflation, societal collapse, the sadistic tax regimens, a police state the likes of which we're not used to, you'll dream about these good old days. Lindell sues Dominion Smartmatic for RICO violations. Great news. Surveillance City, NYPD has 15,000 cameras to track you. Little Brexit from the UK with small nations. Facebook will no longer protect politicians. Americans using immunosuppressants. Bring up their vaccines.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Foods, Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? ThePowerMall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at ThePowerMall.com today.